What's Alaska class? How about a new boat? The new state ferry is getting closer to reality, but not that close. Right now, it's an idea and a process of negotiation between those who want to build and design a new ferry and state transportation officials. Local preference is definitely a factor here. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Marine Highway Chief Mike Neusel says the state will present bidding plans to shipyard representatives at a meeting later this summer or in the early fall. No date has been set, but Neusel says the meeting's purpose is to get feedback on the state's ideas. Officials want to use what's called the construction manager general contractor method. The winning shipyard would work with the project designer to come up with a construction plan. Neusel says that's different from a traditional low-bid contract.
As opposed to saying, hey, here's a design, build it, it's more of a, here's what we want to achieve in the end, let's work together to get there to build it so that we take advantage of your skill and knowledge and facilities and the state gets a fair product for a fair price.
Some Southeast legislators and state officials have pushed for the ferry to be built at Ketchikan's Alaska Ship and Dry Dock facility. Neusel says encouraging in-state builders is part of the plan.
One of the factors in the CMGC criteria would be an Alaska preference portion and other factors that relate to the recognizable advantage of having the shipyard where it's built be adjacent potentially to the main base of the Alaska Marine Highway System.
Ferry headquarters are in Ketchikan. The state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board is already on record supporting the procurement method. Skagway's Mike Korsmo chairs the panel, which discussed the plan at its most recent meeting.
That approach seemed to be a pretty good approach, considering, you know, our past history with some of the last few boats that were built and the fact that, you know, at some point in time, you kind of lose control of the project. But with the CMGC procurement method, it seems like, you know, you maintain some control.
Lawmakers have put aside about $120 million for the next ferry. It's expected to sail between Juneau, Skagway, and Haines. It would be the first of what are called Alaska-class ferries. They would travel shorter routes and have cabins for crew, but no staterooms for passengers. Neusel says there's no firm timeline for picking a shipyard or building the ferry. He says that's the best way to approach the project.
So we're not under that immense pressure of, hey, you know, ship X, Y, or Z just got laid up and can no longer be used. We have to replace it, and we're in a scramble mode to get a replacement. We have time to do this correctly.
He says this will be the first time the state has used the construction manager general contractor method to build a ferry, but it's been used for other projects in Alaska and in other states. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.